like to just talk to the young people for a little while. I assume that you've all gone back to school or college. Is that right? No, we haven't gone back yet. Well, some have gone back, haven't they? I've got a few nods here. Right. Is it different for those who've gone back? Is it a bit different? Different teacher, different year, isn't it? And so on. And it's probably going to be some blessings and some trials. That is the nature of life. How many of you read or know the Lord's Prayer? You know it, do you? Well, the disciples asked Jesus how to pray. And Jesus gave them the model prayer. And there's a few things in this prayer that I want us just to consider and think about this morning. He says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Now, of course, that speaks about forgiveness, doesn't it? Now, you know that I have spoken to you on and off over the years about forgiving. And sometimes we don't find it easy to forgive, do we? Huh? Do we find it easy to forgive? Huh? Do we find it easy? There's a few nods going on. It's not easy. But you know something? Jesus said something else here. What did he say in verse 13? Will somebody read that out to me? What does it say in verse 13? Have one of you got your Bible open? This is Matthew chapter 6, Lord's Prayer, verse 13. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. Have you got that open, Stella? You're normally on the mark here. Alright, you're going to read it out for us. Right. Thank you. Amen. Do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil, or from the evil one. How many of you ask God to help you not fall into temptation, but to lead you, to guide you, away, to deliver you? Huh? How many of you actually ask the Lord to do that? Eh? I thought, you see, praise the Lord, he never gets it wrong, does he? He never gets it wrong. Why do you think that is there? Why do you think that is there? Have you got any thoughts about that? Why you think that's there? Yes, yeah. Right, okay. Right. So what is he doing there in the Lord's Prayer? What is he asking from you? What response is he asking from you? What is the response? Huh? What is the response? Any idea? Huh? Can you ask the Lord to help deliver you from temptations, from the evil one? Can you ask the Lord that? Huh? Are you really sure about this? I'd like to see some good nods here. It's a bit lonely up here, you know. Alright? Can you ask God to help deliver you from the evil one, from temptations, those things that you know and the devil knows you've got weaknesses in? Can he help you? Alright, so what do you have to do then? What do you have to do? Yes, Elizabeth?
We have to ask.
You have to ask. That's what I wanted. You have to ask him. You see, the Lord's Prayer is a prayer about asking God. You see?
And we need to ask right things. Sometimes we ask for the wrong things. Now, do you believe God is going to ignore your prayer if you ask him to help you, to deliver you from those temptations, from those weaknesses? Is God going to block his ears to that? Well, young Stella is absolutely positive there. She's saying, no, he won't. No, he won't. All right. And he won't. Now, it is possible, now I want your attention here, it is possible that God can keep you from temptations from the evil one if you ask him. But you have to ask him in honesty. Now sometimes you are going to find in your life or at school or whatever where you are faced with temptation. Or you know that temptation is coming up. Or you will think, ah yes, I fell for that last time, and here we go again. Now he says, ask. Please, Father, help me not to fall into temptation. Keep me from the evil one for your glory. Do you want to do that? Hey, of course you do. How much more does your Heavenly Father want you to do, and he will do that for you. And he will keep you and he will preserve you. Because do you know sometimes when you fall for temptations, sometimes it can take a long time to walk out of it. And you don't want that. You don't want that where you've fallen for something, God has forgiven you, but it takes a time to walk it out. Some are falling into temptations of big debts. Just buying things on credit, not giving any thought about that money has to be paid back. Ask the Lord to help keep you from that temptation, because that is a big pressure that is going to be put on you as you grow up. If you face universities, higher educations, all that sort of thing, our God is a miracle-working God. He will supply your needs. You do not have to go down that road. So many of your friends, if not already, are going down. You have to go down. There is a wonderful prayer to ask God to keep you from that evil one, from the spirit of this age that puts young people into big debt, because it all has to be paid back. All has to be paid back. You can walk free of that if you apply that principle and you believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by seeking first that kingdom. God will do that. Do you believe that? Or am I just talking to the air? Huh? I trust you do. But there you are. Ask God to keep you from temptations, to keep you from the evil one.